Home services joins the quick commerce boom.
Government sends notice to Google over gambling sites.
Banks are urging government to raise GST threshold for merchants.
Humanoids are now entering India's factory floors, so meet Sherpa Macha.
Will the Bluestone IPO shine?
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. All right, let's dive into the day's top stories from the startup and tech world. And this evening, we're starting with a twist on the quick commerce boom. Forget 10-minute groceries, we're talking about 10-minute home help.
Yes, so home services are joining the race. Startups like Snabbit, Pronto are building networks to get people a cleaner, cook and handyman almost as fast as a pizza delivery.
And they're doing it by owning the whole supply chain, hiring, training and dispatch, no outsourcing. Snabbit calls its model micro clusters. Pronto uses service hubs and Urban Company is doubling down on hyper local zones. So essentially, if you need a house help or your house help is failed and you happen to be in one of these pin codes, you can dial one in 10 minutes.
So the goal here is to slash worker downtime so that productivity and profits go up. But scaling seems to be tricky for these startups. Unlike grocery delivery, you can't just add more delivery partners. Every new city needs a fresh pool of trained professionals, local trust, and retention strategies.
Exactly. And while metros are the current playground, founders say this is a marathon and they don't expect tier 2 city rollouts overnight. But quite an interesting segment to watch out for.
Yes. So next up, Google's got a mail from the taxman.
That's right. The Director General of GST Intelligence has sent takedown notices to Google for 6 online gaming and gambling sites. So what's the issue here? Well, not paying taxes and not registering in India.
The sites include names like MGM91.com and Kelomama.com. The notices cite multiple sections of the IT and GST Acts. The allegation is they accepted payments from UPI wallets or net banking without registering locally or paying integrated GST.
And this comes against the backdrop of the government's stance that 28% GST applies to the full face value of bets. Some of these sites are still accessible as of August 10th, so this enforcement is still unfolding.
Speaking of GST, Chandra, there's another tax-related tussle brewing in India, and this time with merchants.
Right, so banks and trade bodies are pushing to raise the GST registration threshold for merchants from rupees 40 lakh to rupees 1 crore in annual turnover.
Yes, let me explain the reason behind this. So small merchants say GST compliance has become a headache, especially after some received notices based on their UPI transaction values. So a few even stopped accepting digital payments in favor of cash.
So the finance ministry is now discussing ways to ease the compliance load, especially since they are also exploring merchant discount rates, MDR, for UPI transactions. Now the RBI has asked banks for data on UPI running costs and the government wants to make sure GST rules don't push merchants off the digital payments bandwagon.
From payments to production flows, India's humanoid robots are quietly rolling in.
Yes, so in Bengaluru, Ati Motors, a startup, their Sherpa Macha is gliding around a warehouse, lifting, scanning and delivering materials. It's humanoid inspired, but designed for efficiency. So think wheels instead of legs and carbon fiber arms that can lift 12 kilos now, aiming for 35 in the future.
Yes, in fact, we spoke to the company's co-founder, Saurabh Chandra. He says they didn't want something too humanish, so just something that plays to machine strengths. So the bot will first work with R&D teams and universities with pilots in automotive and electronics assembly in the future.
Right, but Ati isn't alone. Reliance-backed Adverb, Shastra Robotics, Zoho-backed Asimov Robotics, and Chennai's Vivido Bots are all in the race. Investors say India could see a robotics unicorn in the next 3 to 4 years.
Given all these challenges do remain for the sector, talent shortages, rare earth magnet dependency, and cost efficiencies, but with pilots lined up like Sherpa Macha and other inventions, could set the stage for India's industrial humanoid category.
And before we wrap, Bhavya, here's a quick update on how day one of the Bluestone IPO opening went. So, well, the ₹1,541 crore IPO of Bluestone Jewelry and Lifestyle opened today and saw 39% subscription. Retail investors subscribed to 38% of their portion, QIBs to 57%, and NIIs to 4%.
Yes, and in the grey market, the premium over the IPO price of ₹517 a share is around 2%, slightly down from last week. So still early days in subscription window, so we'll see how investor appetite shapes up. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You were listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.